In Mexico City, there was a fellow about 25 years ago, and his name was Jacobo Cherem. Jacobo, I assume, comes from the name Jacob. He was a fine Jewish man. And he was the head of a group of investors. They used to take money and buy real estate. They used to buy buildings or houses or things like that and fix them up and then sell them to other people after they're fixed up, or rent them out, and they would try to make a profit. They try to make money from that. And they were very successful. There was one building, a very large building, in the middle of downtown Mexico City. And they owned this building. They bought it. It was just in terrible condition. And they put in a lot of money into it. And they were hoping that they would be able to rent it out. It's in downtown Mexico City. They were hoping they could rent it out for a nice profit and earn money. But unfortunately, the real estate market, the prices of rentals went down and down and down. And they were very disappointed. And Jacobo, as the head of the group, he was in a very difficult position. He needed money, and this building was worth a lot of money, even if it wasn't so valuable. Could have made a big profit, but he was willing to sell it even for a smaller profit, but he just couldn't find a buyer. No one wanted to buy the building when it was such a market that very few people were renting offices. And he tried to arrange a sale, and try as he may, he couldn't do it. And finally, one time, he started to arrange a sale, and it looked promising. It looked like the people who were interested in the building were... It looked very promising. It looked like they were actually going to buy the building, and they were making negotiations, they were discussing it, the price, how they're going to sell it exactly, and the group of people that were buying it were actually a group of investors that did not even live in Mexico. They lived overseas, out of the country. They were looking to invest in a building in Mexico City. And it was dragging on for like a week, 2 weeks. And finally, the buyers said to him, Mr. Cherem, this is taking way too long. We don't know what's going on, why it's taking so long. But if we don't finish this deal by Saturday of this week, the deal is off. Now, Jacobo was a fellow who was becoming very interested in keeping Shabbos. He was actually learning in a kollel. Believe it or not, this took place in 1989. In a kollel in Mexico City. Today, I understand that there are several kollels there. Actually, we may have somebody here that was born in Mexico. Were you born in Mexico? No. Okay. But there are several kollels. Then, Jacobo had been attending classes, and he had been learning about Shabbos, and he was becoming more and more interested, him and his wife. And they were considering actually becoming fully Shomer Shabbos. And several weeks before this deal, they decided, that's it. They're going to start to keep Shabbos every week. And now, it's 2 weeks later, and it's Thursday afternoon. And this deal, which would really meant so much to Jacobo, needed to be done by Friday afternoon. Because he didn't work on Saturday, of course. And even Friday afternoon, he needed to leave some time to prepare for Shabbos. Time is marching on. It's Thursday afternoon. It's Thursday evening. It's Friday morning. And the lawyers are telling him, Mr. Cherem, we're going to be done very, very soon. Very, very soon. Very, very soon. I'm not so familiar with lawyers, but often they tell you very, very soon, and it takes a few more days. And Jacobo is getting very impatient. And the group of people who want to buy the building say to him, Mr. Cherem, we mean business. If you're not done, if your lawyers are not finished making the papers, by Saturday, the deal is over, we're leaving the country, and we will not buy this building. So Jacobo is in a great, great dilemma. Oh, he's looking at his watch. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. He says, if I don't leave the office by 3 o'clock, I am not going to make Shabbos in time. It's 1 o'clock, he's sweating. It's 2 o'clock, and his lawyer calls him up and says, "Mr. Sharem, we have 5 hours of work left, but we can get it done tonight." And Jacobo made a decision right then and there, and he said, "I'm sorry, I am a religious Jew, I will not violate the Shabbos, I don't care what this means to me, and I must go home at 3 o'clock. If you're not done by then, the deal is off." The lawyer couldn't believe his ears. Why would he give up on such a deal? He's about to sell the building. He had such a hard time for years trying to sell the building. Finally has buyers, and it's so close to the deal. And he gives it up for a couple of hours of his Sabbath. Is the guy out of his mind? And Jacobo says, "I'm sorry. Shabbat is Shabbat." And he went home, and the deal was off. And he lost out, possibly, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars. 2 weeks later, on September 19th, 1985. I said 1989. I think it was 1985. There was a tremendous earthquake in Mexico City. Those of you who were old enough at the time to remember it, there was a tremendous earthquake in Mexico City, and an enormous amount of people, sadly, were killed. Thousands of people were killed. Tens of thousands were injured. It was a terrible situation. Many of the buildings in downtown Mexico City were simply swallowed into the earth or collapsed. And the Mexican government decided that they have to have a stable building, a building that was strong, to be able to start their rescue efforts. And the only building in the entire area that they needed, they needed to set up shop, was the building of Jacobo and his group. And that building, the engineers went into the building and checked it out for a couple of days and finally decided that this was the perfect building for the government. And the government bought the building from Jacobo and his group for more than double the amount that he was going to sell it for 2 weeks earlier. Now, Jacobo and his wife did not tell anybody the story. But a couple of years later, Jacobo made a siyum on his first mesechta in the Kollel in Mexico City. And at that siyum, he finished the mesechta of Gemara. And at that siyum, he told over the story. And he showed everyone, he had enlarged the picture that was taken by the government helicopters from the air. It took a picture of all the buildings in the air, and you see they're all collapsed or they're all swallowed into the ground, and one building standing in that entire area was his building. And Jacobo said, "I feel like, because I stood tall, because I said I'm going to keep Shabbos even though everything around me wanted to go further, everybody wanted to go further, and I decided I'm going to stand tall, I'm going to keep the Shabbos, because of that, Hashem repaid me." And he made sure that even though there was an earthquake, the only building that would remain standing would be mine, and therefore the government would need it, and I'd be able to sell it many times more, a couple times more, and that would ensure that by keeping the Shabbos protects you as well.